The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Denver, the voice of the people. News Talk 710.
Our leader and president of the Kyle Clark Fan Club. This is Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Morning, everybody. On a Tuesday, it's May the 4th, and of course, that started this morning with May the 4th be with you. 2021, good old 710, KNUS. The weather takes another break. This morning's beautiful outside, but I'll read the 710 forecast. Cool p.m. showers. 58 high today, 38 tonight, 60 tomorrow. Great day on Thursday, really great day on Friday, but then something comes blowing back in. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. I had lunch yesterday with Randy. Randy Corporate and I sat down for 2 hours and spoke. Tomorrow on the show, we have John Eastman. And John Eastman is the guy being defended by Randy and Chuck Bonnewell, University of Boulder. They have stripped Eastman of his public functions. And that led to that bad news coverage when they ripped on Chuck. Eastman was a professor and former dean of the law school, and there's a lot of craziness around what happened with Eastman. I'm looking forward to it. Randy and I sat down and had a long, long talk yesterday about what must be done to steal from Vladimir Lenin. And one of the things is to find common ground. So Randy's with us on Friday, and we'll see if we can get papal dispensation for another appearance. Also, and it was a great call this morning, I think highlight call was about Joe Biden. And it's a nothing burger, but I think it's a huge one. Biden has rejected a permit for the annual Rolling to Remember. Started out as Rolling Thunder, the Harley-Davidson ride to the wall. And it's been going on, I don't know, I'll call a bunch of my friends. I got called on this yesterday. For 30 years, all these motorcyclists and, by and large, Harley-Davidson riders have Rolling to Remember the motorcycle ride, formerly known as Rolling Thunder. And they used to use the Pentagon parking lot, which is huge, for a pre-ride staging area to line up for this huge, I mean, I've never been there, but friends of mine said, holy smokes, it's unbelievable when they ride from the DOD to the war memorials. It's been canceled. And we also talked about the canceling at Rushmore of the 4th of July fireworks display. This really smart caller says that's because they'll be doing Trump flags. And I went, because we were talking about Sturgis. He was also in Sturgis. And I said, I went to a motorcycle rally and a Trump rally broke out. And I thought, isn't that interesting? And he gave me pause. So don't you think, I mean, I thought this immediately last night, these guys are still going to go. And then what will be the rollout from that? And it is asks all kinds of questions, and then the Newsmax story appears again, and then all the other stuff appears one more time. So this fellow, Blaine, is the caller, and he was really on track. So I really appreciate you staying and continue, Blaine. It's yours again.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it. Just rolling along, I was just thinking, you know, it's a crossroads for the Republican Party, and it's probably a good house cleaning. The state of social media and technology and how the younger generations are coming up is kind of where I'm taking a 30,000-foot view look at, and I think that the main thing that has happened is that I always say that I grew up, I was raised analog and grew up digitally. I saw the advent of video games and the internet, but I still remember jumping a bike across a puddle. Mm-hmm. You know, that was how we did our days when we were young. So I've seen this evolution and how fast it's hit the younger generations and the mass brainwashing of the basic principle that we are sovereign individuals first and foremost has been removed totally. And I'm analyzing society in this country, but it's worldwide, that people are so used to asking for permission, mm-hmm. that they have forgotten how the structure of this country was initially set up. And the Republicans are in a corner right now in the media because they don't, they've never had any kind of a lead or a movement in the mass legacy media side that has stuck. And you see things like Newsmax and One America and things like that now coming to the table. But I think the Republican Party has to have some kind of a huge rebranding instead of the swing a bat harder and not smarter.
So smart.
You know, and I'm just worried that people are so unaware of their God-given rights on the planet that they are, the left has created a dependency and a victim mentality from a young age that's got to get broken.
But that's always
somehow.
Been. It's interesting. One of my reads right now is the life of Martin Luther. And I'd read about Luther before, not to the depth that I'm reading about Luther now. And that was really his. And of course, you read Jefferson and you read people that. The other book I'm reading right now is called The First Century. And it's a history of the first century. And you'd, like I said, you'd be amazed how much the first century applies to the 21st century. It's like,
right.
It's the same place.
Right.
And the same people and the same problems and the same issues. But their inability to know. And now we have, you know, I once said about the Republican Party, the thing you're never supposed to say, you go to see the newborn and you never say to his or her parents, your baby's ugly. But I know there's a lot of weed and seed taking place right now internally in the Republican Party. And I want the Republican Party to come forward.
Exactly.
And right now, I don't think they can, but there's some new blood in there. These two young women, everybody's a young woman to me, they got good hearts and they got good souls and they're pushing these old stalwarts who have just destroyed this state out. I mean, it goes back to, we said at the tail, John Hickenlooper won that election. He should have never won that election, but he did. And Cory Gardner's fight was horrible. And that was controlled by these Republicans.
Yep.
And so how does the party take it back? So Randy, I love Randy dearly. We fight. I mean, I don't fight with anybody like I'm with Bonnewell. I fight with Bonnewell like that. We had a 2-hour lunch yesterday, and I make a joke, Randy finally bought. But, and I said, look, how do we bring this back? How do we get it together? And there has to be, and I have this couple that I think in my mind's, you know, working class, good guy, good wife, good husband, couple of kids, the car won't start. You know, the guy, his boss is a pain in the ass. You know, you get on a list of things that we've all been through. And how does the Republican Party reach that guy, that couple, those men and women that are everywhere and say, okay, we can change. You know, your kids can be safe at school. These idiots that took guns out of school, you know, protect kids. We got to fix the roads. We got to get the developers out of this. We got to get this PC nonsense of heroin injection and the homeless camps and all the other crap. We got to get rid of it. Don't tell me about some other nonsensical stuff, but tell me about this. Does that make sense?
Right.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah. It's never about the actual problems. It's always a look over here, not over there scenario. The Democrats are phenomenal at that. I've spoken and just listened. I still keep a Facebook page just to kind of gauge the temperature of a lot of stuff. But I honestly don't think that a lot of people that I know are aware of where they actually sit in the labeling of themselves at this date and time. I don't think that people understand that the left is actually different than being liberal. And that being Republican does not necessarily mean you're full conservative.
Okay.
There's so many definitions in and amongst what has been thrown out there for one side to divide people into you're either this batch or you sit in that batch. And I think that the people have gone, okay. They've just let someone else dictate what they actually think. And I think the Republicans – Their task is to get back to what the actual foundation.
We have these country club people. You have these fat cat bond daddies. You got these guys. And what this Republican Party needs to do is be the Democrats that FDR could speak to.
Right.
I mean, I know there's all these lightweights. No, FDR saved capitalism, saved the country. But you got to go find that. I'll tell you who had it, hands down, was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Trump in the early on, Trump had it, and it got away. But
yep.
But you know, and I said yesterday to Randy, I said, "Where's your Reagan?" Well, there's a lot of people out there. I said, "No, where's your Reagan right now?" Because in reading the history, when Richard Nixon has brought the party down in ashes. Out of nowhere comes Jimmy Carter. But on the bench was this guy, was Reagan. Reagan's sitting on the bench. He's put me in, coach. And they didn't want him in. Believe me, when you read all the books, the establishment wanted nothing to do with Ronald Reagan.
Sure.
And the establishment wants nothing to do with somebody that was an anti-Cory Gardner person, but they still, that was so awful, that loss. So what do we do?
Well, I think that the message has to be forefront for the Republicans.
Yep.
That there's actually two sides of this country. There is the Republic, and then there's the democracy.
Yeah, sure.
And right now, people don't understand that when the creation of the Constitution was enacted, their purpose was to literally lay out that it is a pyramid order, that it is God, the creator, we the people, and then the government order.
How about this? The last Republican president was George W. Bush. Donald Trump was Donald Trump.
Yep.
That's the truth. Donald Trump, the Republican establishment hated Donald Trump.
Yep.
The last Republican was my most unfavored president of my lifetime, George W. Bush. Donald Trump was Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find that again for Colorado? And I've said this to, everybody that'll listen. You got to go get that man or woman. Go get them. And, when Trump did it to them, and when Trump stood there, and I remember I was in Sturgis, and when they said, how many of you would back everyone? The question was an inevitable question about no matter what, you'd vote for the candidate. Trump didn't put his hand up. He said, I'm not going to vote for these people. And I remember saying, damn, that was good.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do for real? What do you do for real?
Several things. I own a drilling company, Waterwell, and also a musician. And
a smart guy.
Yeah, so, it's sad to see how fast this country has imploded, and it's all by design.
Well, it goes quick.
Yeah, and I think that there's good meaning souls out there that are completely lost in the shuffle of what they see.
But when Ronald Reagan takes this destroyed GOP and wins big, they called that night way early. There's a reason that they can't call the West Coast till the polls close. If you remember that night, and Dangerous Dan Rathers got the con, and they said Reagan won, and they hadn't finished. They hadn't shut the polls down in California.
Yeah,
that's how bad he beat Jimmy Carter.
Yeah,
but he said it. He did all the right things. I mean, I'm like this huge Reagan guy.
Well, I'm a firm believer that there's a balance. There's a natural law, that for every positive, there's an equal and opposite
but
negative.
There is also a make break. There's also a tipping point.
I think. Yeah, we're at a spot that, I think people are now becoming more engaged when they see and feel. And, people's intuition is becoming more apparent with themselves that more people are now going, I have a huge need to join in with what I'm feeling and believing right now. And it's going to take a rally of somebody that's going to say, I know a guy that I think that someone else needs to listen to, and then someone will say, absolutely, and we need to hear this guy, and, it's going to take that.
But again, history teaches. It's this great teacher.
Yep.
What was the Zen thing? When the pupil was ready, the teacher arrives.
Right.
And we need that teacher. You need somebody. Yep. Everybody goes, damn, You know, and that's what happened with Trump the first go-around. Damn. It happened with Reagan. Damn. In many ways, you know, Nixon is, you know, whatever Nixon is or was or any of these guys. But there was a moment for Dwight Eisenhower. And guys had gone through the war and they saw Ike and he just pounds Stevenson. So,
well, you know, that's the whole point is that the Republicans are at a huge disadvantage for in the legacy media scenario that there's been good people. There's been people that have been a strong candidate that have been totally shut down by whatever Hollywood level masquerade.
But also I make the case they've been shut down by their own probably far more than Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Look, the destruction inside the Republican Party is, and that's why, you know, I love Randy dearly. If these guys can grab this thing and get away from the craziness, but grab this thing and say, look, this is about your future and your family and your income and your kids being safe at school and the highways and getting the GD developers out of controlling your life and, you know, and go down a list of things. We don't want heroin injection. We don't want gun grabbing. And then let's talk turkey.
Well, it's the adage that, you know, that which is necessary will show up.
And I agree.
And I think that the cleansing is inevitable and it's beneficial. It breaks that cycle and it lets something that has gotten too big to fail.
Well, you say that. Never say that. Never. What's the great line? Never, ever, ever say that.
Yeah. I think it's here, and you know that which needs to be here is going to figure itself out and show itself. So this
good
is
call.
All you can do.
Love the
That's
call.
All you can do.
Very good, man. Thank you. 303-696-1971. Mortgage rates falling to their lowest levels in months. Fewer homeowners are choosing to refi, and depending on your current rate, this could be a huge mistake. You're missing out on hundreds of dollars in monthly savings. Look, this is giving yourself a pay raise. It is great. Get that free mortgage review I've been telling you about. Let them review your current loan. If your outstanding debts, credit cards, personal loans, they roll these things together. Let them look. They customize new loans and save you up to $1,000 a month. You're going to save American Finance and call them. These are great guys. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. It's a pay raise. 303-695-7000. I'm mentioning this book is titled The First Century, and it's like one of those really intense reads. I got two really intense reads going. And one is, it's just called the History of the 20th Century Russia. And it's like so damning. And I was saying, who was I saying something? I was talking to somebody that I've, but, you know, you can see this thing rolling this way. And in the first century, the problems, and this guy talks about what was going on in China in the first century, what was going on in Japan, what was going on in the Middle East. Of course, the world revolves around Rome, and they're systematically blowing it. They're systematically, incrementally losing it. And they do. And that's the part of it. They do. There's no guarantees. That's the other great one, isn't it? There are no guarantees of continuation. There's nothing that says, okay, this will last. Reagan said that. You know, we're a generation away. Maybe that generation has come. But how do you stand, and what do you do? And, you know, you have to deal locally. You can think about, you know, Florida. You can think about Washington, D.C., but you better think about Colorado. You better think about, I mean, I know people now, they're just cutting and running. Don't cut and run. Teach the fight. Teach the fight. I get ridiculous things sent. But that's that interesting first. And we started about talking about this the other day, giving people money, this stupid, ridiculous, and they're going to kill people. This program has been endorsed by the mayor, of taking people who are living in these homeless camps. One group will get $1,000 a month. Another gets $6,500. Another gets $500 a month. You're going to kill these people. They commit suicide on the installment plan. They kill themselves or somebody's going to kill them if they find out they have money. And this is the stupidity of that kind of a thought process. Tap that. Bring that forward. Go to Mr. and Mrs. hardworking Coloradans and say, look, folks, look at this. Look what's happening here. These idiots have taken guns out of public schools. Your kids go to school with a kick me sign on your rear end. Look at the highways. Look at what's taking place. Look what the developers have done. Look what the fat cats have done, the bond daddies, the country club boys. If you think they're Republicans, you're not going to win. You have to find somebody who comes forward and says, you know, that Ronald Reagan character. It's been done before. It can be done again. 303-696-1971. Other than that, when do things going to stop them? And I love that caller that said, look, there's a reason Joe Biden is not going to allow the POW-MIA motorcycle ride because guys will be riding with Trump signs. It's probably true. But what would happen if you flipped it and say that coming into Washington, D.C., were gay rights activists or Antifa or Black Lives Matter? We wouldn't stop them. They've done it, haven't they? You think that if these bikers show up, they're going to roll out the NGs to stop them? Somebody sent me one, Biker Lives Matter, BLM. So, don't know. 303-696-1971. Lines are open tomorrow on the radio show. And indeed a highlight, John Eastman, who is defense attorneys now, or Chuck Bonnewell and Randy, who talks about, he was there in the Oval Office. We'll talk. I can't wait to talk to him. The groundbreaking FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration is here. I would urge you to do this. Look at the website, advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com. It's a bunch of before and after pictures of what they can do. The advanced treatment takes one day. It's pain-free. Your new hair starts growing the very next day. I know people that are going through it. It works, 100% guaranteed. With Advanced Hair, you always receive the highest standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. They're open. Get special financing, $250 off, $250 free hair grafts. Dr. Tanya Pauls is the surgeon. She's the best, 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. One-day treatment, life-changing results. Your new hair is 100% guaranteed to grow. Visit advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com, 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. Please make the call. Take a look today.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Peter Boyles. News Talk 710 KNUS, Denver's local talk leader.
Here we go, everybody, on a Tuesday. First timers, two lines open, 303-696-1971. Sun's out, looks great, but allegedly, rain comes back this afternoon, much again the same tomorrow. Billy and I were talking, A&E. I get a heads up from my friend Holly. A&E has done these three, they're like an hour and a half, and they're brilliantly done documentaries in professional wrestling. They do Stone Cold Steve Austin and Macho Man Randy Savage. And I'm watching the third one, but I had to knock it off because of bedtime. They're brilliant, absolutely brilliant. If you have A&E and, you know, I got to, I guess, tell you about free TV, I could do that, maybe time altogether. But I got this system. And it's, I mean, 65% of people are overpaying for television. And if you're one of them, you're one of them. I guarantee you're paying more for the same stuff, probably 10% more. You got to cut the cable. And so I did this, I don't know, it's been 18 months I've done it. Streamwise Solutions, 303-794-8600. 303-794-8600. Get a free consultation. Get a $200 plus cable internet TV bundle that cut it all in half. So I got a heads up, and I just couldn't stop watching it. It was they did Stone Cold Steve Austin. This wasn't one of those, you know, take care of you things. It was so well done. The Randy Savage stuff, there was stuff that I never knew either one of those guys. But it was brutal. It was really brutal. And then they started to watch Roddy Piper, and I knew Piper. Worked with Piper, liked Piper a lot. And I'm only in the part where he's, you know, starting to make his way. But again, because of this free TV stuff, and it's now called Streamwise Solutions, No more hidden fees, no more equipment rental fees. You own your own equipment, higher quality, better television, much less. Stop overpaying. My grandson loves baseball, watch the games. Don't lose out. Take the challenge. Call Streamwise Solutions at 303-794-8600. Go online. GetStreamWise.com is the first. Is it Get? GetStreamWise.com. GetStreamWise.com. Save $2,000 a year in the internet and cable. They're brilliant. I mean, it's just smart. 303-794-8600. Please, online. GetStreamWise.com. We go to Larry on one. Larry, you're on a radio show. Thanks and good morning.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I was in your discussion with the Mount Rushmore fireworks display and the biker rally. I saw at some point, don't these people like the governor of North Dakota, for example, just have to stand up and say, you know, enough is enough, have this display whether you like it or not.
That's what's going to happen.
The National Guard.
Yeah. Well, it's a national park. I've been there many, 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 many times, and Joe Biden, and now the South Dakota governor is going to sue. But the question is, the primary question that was answered by that really good caller, he was brilliant. Why did the Biden administration cancel the fireworks celebration of Rushmore? One thing at a time.
Well, when you have this absolute detesting for America in general, it's not surprising.
I mean, he was a home run on this POW MIA motorcycle ride, too.
Well, like the bikers. I mean, what can I do as a simple, ordinary citizen? I don't have a group.
No.
I don't have I'm not a governor. You're not a governor. You're not a mayor. So the groups who have power, who have influence, who have the ability to stand up against this absolute Mad Max insanity, suing like Governor North Dakota, I certainly admire her, but suing the federal government, that's going to turn into nothing, of course.
Well, they're just going
to... At some point, doesn't she have to say, this is my state, this is my citizens' land, regardless of national park, and just take the National Guard up there and start shooting fireworks? What are they going to do, arrest everybody?
Well, that's... it's going to come to this, and these are make-breaks, and it's the same thing. Does Joe Biden really think that... Now it's going to be forbidden fruit. I'm making a guess here, but I would bet that more bikers are going to head for D.C. simply because he said you can't come.
A response to this kind of insanity is just turning up the heat. Eventually the water boils, and I don't know. I don't know what these people think they're going to accomplish because. For example, they think 300 million Americans are going to lay down their guns and say, okay, just come over and run
over
there, me.
But again, I try and tell people that you're an old man like me. You and I we're not part of the schedule. It's what's being taught now in public school. It's what's being said by, goofy outlets like Channel 9. It's what's being said in the Denver Post. And, these guys are generational.
They have a long, long view.
Sure they do. They have the long view, and you and I are talking about who do you run for governor, and they're talking about, 2030. That's the truth.
Yeah, and who's running for the school board this year.
Yeah, no, it's meaningless. And they know over time they will win.
Yeah, if you keep pounding and pounding the nail, eventually it's going to go into the...
Sure. And Marx actually talked about something called the mole, about moling in. It's where we get, and there used to be an underground paper in Boston called the Old Mole. And one of the formulas that was even given back then in like 69, 70, 71 was, you become educated, you become a teacher or an admin or admin guy or whatever, and then you mole in, M-O-L-E, you mole in, and you start to change the system internally. And I think you could probably make a pretty good case right now that that's going on in education.
Oh, it's been going on. I used to teach at colleges, and it's been going on for 60 years.
And now look, now you can just universally stop a voice.
And another point is like we've been forced by the gun barrel government to fund these universities and schools and teachers and teachers unions, et cetera, et cetera, actually funding the destruction of our own country.
Sure. But
and
this is
the root, you know, the tap root of all this is the educational system.
Sure. But and
as
that's
Lenin's all, wife knew.
She certainly knew, as did
as Hitler knew.
Sure, as the Kims knew, as the emperor's, you know, butt boys knew, and you know,
but I'm afraid we've been, you know, noses on our cell phones and and binge watching Netflix and etc. over the years until, you know, all this madness has metastasized out into every institution that used to be supportive of having a great country.
What was the great, Aristotle, somebody said, little boys kill frogs in sport. Frogs, however, die in earnest. You're right. I mean, the people that I think about when I think about this radio show, that guy has to make a house payment, make a car payment, his kid doesn't feel good. Now he's got the left belongs to the streets. The insanity that's happened in this country, whether it's Portland or here or D.C., you pick them, I'll play them. The left controls the streets. The media goes along with the left. The Democrats ride that wave. And there's something called the media state that I've really been reading a lot about, and it's true.
Yeah, I like that term.
Well, I do too, and it isn't. I wish. I mean, I just simply came across it, but it is all of these things that are happening, and they're happening in. It's a wave, and I am reading as I start all of my conversations, but it's Service's book, The History of the 20th Century Russia, and how brilliant Lenin is. He's smart. I mean, you know, the Kerenskys, the Mensheviks are fools, and the Bolsheviks are smart. And
you know, in spite of their madness, I mean, you don't stand out in history because you're an idiot.
No.
Now, you may be dead wrong about, you know, everything else, like maybe Lenin or Hitler, but you don't stand out in history if you're a moron.
No. No, and they're brilliant, and they actually pull this off, and when you read the history of Germany,
50 years from now, we'll look back in history and look at the people who started BLM, who started this insanity, and say, wow, it was, they were pretty smart dudes.
My sense of Antifa and BLM is they're not smart. I mean, there's no Lenin in there yet. There's no Mao in there yet.
Well, we don't know.
Well, we don't know. That's well said. But
yeah,
I mean, as
like there's somebody with the big hook.
Yeah, Lenin's sitting in Switzerland watching all this craziness go on, and and you know, the Germans put him in the train car and send him to St. Petersburg.
And when how can a failing painter from Austria end up, you know, does causing the world to be in flames?
But it does.
It just there's people. You know, you take, you know, the Bill Gates thing.
Sure.
You take Bill Gates and people like him who somehow morph from, like, being a 13-year-old genius to being some sort of Mad Max, world savior, megalomania.
We have talked about this before in Theories of History. A great historian by the name of Carlyle. And Carlyle believed, and I've talked about this before, this is just from my reading, something called the Great Man Theory. That, you know, and again, to the sidebar, Adolf Hitler believed that Carlyle was right. There were great men. And history always argues, do men make the times? The times make the men. How in this great moment in the 1930s and 20s do all of these people show up? Stalin, Lenin, Mao, Dwight Eisenhower, George Marshall, FDR, Nimitz, Halsey, Yamamoto. How do they... You know, Tojo.
Yeah, how do they coalesce at one point in time?
How do they all just, I mean, here's this moment in time. And I'm always stunned by that. And I tell you what, we ain't got that. We don't have the great man. We don't have anybody. In Colorado, if we're to apply Carlyle, I'm looking for the great man. I ain't seen the great man around here in a long time.
Yeah, they've all been put in the blender.
Well, but again, you can't tell me that Cory Gardner was the great man and Walker Stapleton was the great man. No.
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference between Cory Gardner, Governor Polis, George Bush?
Nothing.
Biden? There's no difference between
them. No, nothing. George Bush was more dangerous because he was dumber.
Well, but, yeah. But I totally agree with you. Yeah. George Bush is probably the worst.
My lifetime.
If it hadn't been for him, I don't know if we would be in this situation.
Nothing. No. Now, in my lifetime, it's Bush and Cheney, which is always laughable now that Bush becomes a critic of Trump.
Right.
And Liz Cheney, I swear to God, when she voted to impeach, she called her dad. What do you think? Dad said, do it. I'm that skeptical. But all of these things, it doesn't matter. It all kind of leads to someplace. And if we continue, and this is what I said to Randy at lunch yesterday, if we continue to do this, they'll sneak right by. And I asked people that I respect. I mean, I said, can Jared Polis get a second term? He said, he's got a second term.
Well, you know, you talk about people staying or leaving. You look at the Jews in Europe and in the prelude to World War II. They always say the pessimists ended up in America with their houses and swimming pools, and the optimists ended up in the ovens at Auschwitz. So.
Yeah, what's in Catherine Ann Porter's The Ship of Fools? And the guy's
see it happening. You know, people he's moving from these lunatic states
exactly.
to other places.
The one guy, the Jewish guy.
It'll sort itself out, Peter. I don't know how. But
I don't either.
We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, have a great day.
You too, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you,
for
man.
What
good
you're
call.
Doing.
All your kind. And Catherine Ann Porter's The Ship of Fools. And the Jewish merchant who proudly wears the Iron Cross for valor given to him by the Kaiser in the First World War. And they're not going to do anything to me. I have the Iron Cross. Never saw him again. Do not kid yourself. Don't play this game. But the music has to stop. Everybody has to find a chair. Otherwise, I mean, this South Dakota moment is real. All these things are real. What do you do? What do you do? When you have such idiocy as kissing Snow White, did you see that? Like sex assault. The prince kisses Snow White. Any of you who have read Snow White or know Snow White, read it to your kids. The Prince Charming comes and gives her a smackaroo, and he brings her back to life. Now it's called an unwanted sexual advance. It's not about that. It's about ruining Snow White.
It can't be an unwanted sexual advance because, remember, White? No, Snow White, it's not the matter that she was out. It's the matter of the context of the kiss. Hang on. We're gonna take apart the liberal argument about the fact that Snow White was somehow assaulted.
She was.
Here's the reason. No, she wasn't. She was not. She was not assaulted, and here's why. Because let's go back to the story. Let's pretend we'll get in the Wayback Machine and go back earlier in the story. And what was the curse that was laid on Snow White? She get the apple and the old witch, you know, her mother, interestingly enough, mothers are always a bad thing in Disney movies. What was she saying? How was the curse broken?
Well, she had a mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the great...
No. The curse was broken because of... Yes, but what kind of kiss? Not an assault kiss. Tongue kiss. Not a huge friend kiss. It was true love's first kiss. Aha, this is important because the kiss comes from someone that is supposed to be her true love. Not from some random dude marching through the forest who happens upon some castle and says, hey, what if there's some floozy inside? Let me see if I can get some action. That's not how it happened. It wasn't that it. Yeah, Prince Charming. It's not Prince Gigolo. I mean, he's supposed to be the dude that is her true love. So I understand their idea of, okay, she's asleep. You can't come up and kiss her. I'm sorry, jackasses. You weren't paying attention to the first part of the story. If we rewind this movie and go back to the beginning, you hear that the person that kisses her, that wakes her up, is her true love. So stop telling me she was assaulted. Now, if the part of the movie had it where every night the little dwarfs went in and went and gave her some tongue and she didn't wake up, then we've got some assault. Okay, then if that's the story, then okay, I can do all that. If there was a line outside the door and said now serving 117 and you can kiss next, and Prince Charming had to pull a number like you do at the deli counter at the grocery store, then okay. Until then, I'm sorry, libs. Pay attention to the story, you morons, and realize what they were saying and how important the message was about true love. Stop trying to ruin the story, you idiots.
As you know, Disney's now being doxxed for Snow White. Now, the purpose of this, and we'll break it
down. Yeah, the company that has a frozen head of their founder. Well, yeah, they're the moral equivalent. Yeah, they're the guys that we want to look at.
But somebody said, it's not about Snow White. It's about Western tradition.
Yep.
It's about what you teach your kids. And
I know, because I'm hoping that when my daughter gets old enough, I can put them all into glass coffins in the middle of a forest. What they teach people. Come on.
Cowboy moving and stories. But think about what, I mean, Cowboy Moving and Storage is the recommended mover if you're going to finally go back to work and you got to move your office back, if your family unit moves, if you got to move grandma, granddad, if you need to store something, if. You go look at customer reviews, and the Google rating of 4.9, it's unheard of. These are our friends. We went down and had some great lunch. Michael and Sherry Gail Folsom, good people, family-owned, operated family, same family since 68. Providing residential and commercial moves throughout all of Colorado. Store your valuables. Residential moves, thousands and thousands of family have trusted Cowboy, the most valuable possessions. You've got a big commercial, got an office move. Move grandma, need to store something. Your needs are theirs. Let them just come and give you an estimate. Cowboy, the recommended mover. Let them come and give you an estimate. 303-789-2200. I mean, you and your brother-in-law in a pickup truck, or these guys come as pros. From moves to stores to loads to storage, Cowboy's been Colorado's recommended mover since 1968. Just ask them. Come and give me an estimate, 303-789-2200, 789-2200, 303-789-2200. Do it today.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. More than just headlines. This is Peter Boyles, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Wait, tomorrow's show looks great. Again, in the eye of the storm right now up at CU, the firing or the attempt to strip John Eastman of his public duties, he's on a radio show. And he was there with Donald Trump on the 6th of January. Also, Greg Moore from the Denver Post will talk about this new book and a bunch of other things. You know, he was part of the Boston Globe when they outed Whitey Bulger for being an FBI informant. And who else we have on tomorrow, Billy? We have a third person, too. Arash, yeah, about the people moving into Montview, the homeless, the victims of capitalism taking over the church parking lot that has the neighborhood up in arms. All these good libs are now, oh, man, how can this happen? The advanced FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration is finally here in Denver. You got receding hair, you got a bald spot, you got even thinning hair. Tanya Pauls is a surgeon. We went down there, we listened and sat and talked, and I've seen people that have been through this, and it works. Highly experienced team, state-of-the-art technology, the best of the best of the best. I would urge you to do this. Go to their website, advancedhair.com. Visit ADVANCED, advancedhair.com. Click on it, and it's all just all before and after pictures. What people were able to do. Again, or talk to them. That's the next step, 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. One-day treatment, life-changing results. My word on how great they are, but they're very, 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 they're, again, confidential, but indeed they protect everybody in this time of the pandemic. Dr. Tanya Pauls, the text, the advanced FUE treatment, takes a day. Pain-free, your new hair starts growing. Just take a look. 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR, or visit advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com. Really good morning. I think some things were said and some things were done right. Again, I had about a two-hour lunch with Randy yesterday. We had a long conversation about all of this. And then tomorrow, this man's on the show, and then we're also going to do, you know, but it has to come together. And it has to stop. Because if it doesn't stop, this internal bickering that just takes place inside of the GOP, it's not going to go anywhere. And what's most important is to try and bring the state back, write the state up. And, of course, continue this and it won't happen. People want to be told and offered the right things, making their children safe, doing all the right things for themselves. I don't know. We will see what happens. Stefan, it's this afternoon. We're back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We really think this is going to stop. We will see. Billy Thorpe, thank you, man. Everyone, hold on. See you tomorrow morning at 5. Take care.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
bum, 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 bum.